What happened when the rules were posted shocked a lot of producers. The fees are going to more than triple. Right now, they pay a flat annual fee of $30,000 a year, and it could go all the way to $90,000 a year.
Well, in your reporting, Peter, you mentioned not only an increase in fees for licensed growers, but a decrease in the number of plants that patients are allowed to grow. Can you explain what this means for patients?
Patients have been able, for a slight fee, to be able to grow their own at home. As it stands now, they can grow 4 mature plants. That's being cut in half if the rules are adopted, down to 2 plants. On top of all those fee increases, patients who've had the ability to apply for their license for free are going to start paying $50 a year. If you add up, and I've done the math, the producer's fees on top of what the patients are going to be paying, the department has the ability to really raise $3.5 million. And so the obvious question that I asked them was, what are you going to use the money for? And I got a pretty standard answer back that it would be to continue to operate the program. Insiders tell me that they think that more inspectors will be hired, more testing will be done on the product, and there may be more financial audits on some of the nonprofit producers.
You said that people were shocked by the proposed rule changes when they were released last Friday. So let's hear about some of those reactions.
Sure. There are a lot of folks that think that Pandora's box was open when all they were really trying to do is curb a shortage. And now they've overreached with the rules. And one of the growers believes that these proposals are aimed at crippling the program and slowing the program down. And former Governor Gary Johnson, he was horrified. That was the word he used. I'm horrified. He says that it's absolutely an attempt to shut down the program and that he believes it's going to drive people back to the black market and criminalize a lot of their medical treatments because they're going to find it more expensive and reach out to the black market where the quality is almost just as good and the prices are lower and the product is available.
Peter, you say that one of the surprising things about these proposed rule changes when it comes to medical marijuana has to do with limiting the amount of THC, the active ingredient in cannabis, that would be allowed in edible medical marijuana products like cookies or candy bars. So why is that an issue?
One of the reasons for eating an edible or drinking it in a tincture is it lasts longer. And so you can take it at 11 o'clock at night. By the time you're asleep at midnight, it lasts all night long and you don't have pain waking you up. Whereas with smoking a bowl, you might wake up in a couple hours and have to redose. But those products do require the higher percentage of THC. So there are folks out there that are eating like chocolate Bang bars that have 180 milligrams per bar. And they're saying that if it's cut to 60, they'll have to consume 3 candy bars, which you can see would triple the cost.
And also triple the calories.
I don't think that way, but that's why we have diversity in our newsroom.
Diversity in the newsroom. That's right. All righty. So these proposed rule changes have been posted, and on June 16th, the public will have the opportunity to comment in front of the Secretary of the Department of Health. Do we expect everyone who shows up to be heard and have the opportunity to speak?
The last rulemaking process, There was overflow crowds and everyone waiting in the hallways did get a chance to talk, but it took hours.
Okay, Peter. Well, we'll have a link to your reporting online. And thank you so much for taking your time and joining me today.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, Rita.